just for me. But bear this in mind, it was meant to be. I'm joining up the dots with the freckles on your cheeks. It all makes sense to me. You know I've never loved the crinkles by my eyes when I smile. I've never loved my stomach or my thighs, the dimples in my back at the bottom of my spine. But you love them endlessly, and I won't let these little things slip out of my mouth. But if I do, it's you. Oh, it's you. They add up to I'm in love with you. And all these little things, you can't go to bed without a cup of tea. And maybe that's the reason you talk in your sleep. And all those conversations are the secrets that I keep. Well, they make no sense to me.
To our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. So my guest today has been and will be for our last segment, Miss Madeline Page, who is a great singer, songwriter, and performer. She was also featured on The Voice Season 6. And she has a wonderful voice, talking about voices, very beautiful voice, very soulful, powerful voice. And we are so glad that Madeline could be here today. And besides being a fantastic singer, songwriter, performer, she is also a motivational speaker, where she does shows with her motivational speaking, with her music, and she just creates this wonderful presence. And we know how to pick them here on the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America. And we really Madeline's a really great person, and we really appreciate what she's doing. So thanks so much to Madeline, and thanks to each and every one of our radio listeners today. I want to thank you so much for sharing my love and passion for what I do, and I definitely do have a passion for it. If you'd like to send me a comment or concern or show idea or whatever you like to say, you can go to MikeCara.com, leave me an email, or give me a call. I think I still have my cell phone number up at this time. Also, if you want to be a tweet peep, it's so easy. Just go to twitter.com/MikeKara73. That's twitter.com/MikeKara73. twitter.com/MikeKara and my name and my birth year, which is 1973, but it's 73. And what I'll do is just like I'm going to do now is I'm going to say like I interviewed Madeline. I'm going to put that down. Then I'm going to say I'm working on the show with Madeline. And then I'm going to say the show with Madeline is done and edited. At this point, it's not. But when you're actually listening to my voice, it will be, which is kind of cool, kind of weird and spooky and scary, but also kind of cool. And, you know, we also want to let you know that everything listed on Twitter, as far as guests, have actually been recorded. So if I say, I know a lot of people are too happy with Bradley Cooper right now, but if I do say I interviewed Bradley Cooper, I want to get his side of the story on this being at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You know, all the, you know, The Republicans are too happy. But anyways, if I say that, if I say I interviewed the Pope, if I say I interviewed Ozzy Osbourne, you know, if it's the names down there, the interview is done and we're working on it. So again, thanks to Madeline Page, who's a great singer, songwriter, performer, musician, featured on season 6 of The Voice. And Madeline, it's a pleasure, honor you could join me today and tell us all about what you do. Okay, Madeline, now we want to talk, you know, a little bit about, you know, your social media presence, and I'm sure you're on Facebook. And the first thing I wanted to ask, you know, I've noticed this and I've experimented with it a little bit, is Facebook Live. Have you delved into Facebook Live yet, or?
You know, I have been on other people's Facebook Live, but I have not done one myself yet. I really, really want to, though, because I've done live streaming on other apps before, but not Facebook. So I still have to try that out.
Okay. So, Madeline, then you're, like I said, you have a Facebook page and Twitter and all that then?
I do. Yes.
Okay. And do you tweet a lot or on Twitter a lot?
Yeah. Yes, I am on Twitter quite a bit. I love Twitter. And Facebook, I've been on Facebook a lot recently, and Instagram as well. So those are kind of my main social medias, I guess. So, yeah.
Okay, Madeline. And now a very important thing is where, of course, we appreciate the three freebies, but if people like to get your music, especially all of it, where can they actually purchase your music at?
So if you want to purchase my music, you can either go on iTunes, and it's just a self-titled EP, Madeline Page, or it's on Amazon as well, or in Deseret bookstores as well. So that's where you can find the EP.
Oh, so obviously then people could get the whole EP and download individual songs then, huh?
Yes. Yep, exactly.
Oh, fantastic. And I was just trying to see here if you were on, what was it, Google Play here. I was just going to check that here, Madeline Page. But let's see here. Yep, it looks like it.
Sure.
Yeah, it looks like you're right there because I pay $7.99 a month for this, which is fine, but I always like it when artists like yourself are on this too. So for all of us Google Play subscribers, you're already there.
That is very nice. I wasn't sure if I was on Google Play, so that's good.
Fantastic. Now do you have like a MadelinePage.com website or?
I do. Yep. And it's just that. It's MadelinePage.com. So that's where I will put my events that I'm doing when I do shows and concerts. And my social media accounts are also connected to that as well. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And now, as far as YouTube, do you have, like, you were mentioning that you have some YouTube videos. Yeah, I remember that. So what are these YouTube videos about?
So I do YouTube covers of just new songs that come out, and I kind of put my own twist on them. And so that's what I do mostly, but I also do what I call Model and Page Mondays, which is a video I put out every other Monday. And it's basically where it kind of allows the fans and followers to get to know my personality a little bit more outside of my music, just because there are videos where I'm, you know, talking more and, you know, maybe giving advice on something or telling a story about something or, you know, just things like that. And so, yeah, I kind of do both of those on my YouTube.
Oh, so you kind of add a little motivational speaking in there?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, okay, so people could, you know, definitely check those. And you mentioned Instagram, so you've got photos and videos then of you there?
I do, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's all the same. It's just Twitter and Instagram are MadelinePage_. And Facebook is just Madeline Page. So, and same with YouTube, just Madeline Page.
Oh, fantastic. So if someone, Madeline, wants to check if they'll be, you know, in their area, then they could just go and you've put the shows and events right down when you know about them?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Oh, fantastic. And so we look forward to, you know, like you said, you're working on a new EP or album, and you're kind of, like, to reiterate, you're in the preliminary, kind of the beginning stages of that then.
I am, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Madeline, now one of the things, you know, and I think that this, you know, fits in good since you're, you know, a motivational speaker. I like to, you know, you're definitely on a great path, and, you know, the music is great. And the one thing I usually like to talk about here, you know, on the Mike Kira radio program, What's Up America, is we try to be a learning, show. And the thing I wanted to ask you is, you know, what advice do you give, you know, whether it's young girls or young boys, to make it, to get into music? And I guess the question is, do you think that the voice would be a good idea for inspiring musicians to get into too?
I do, actually. If I were to recommend any singing show, I would recommend The Voice. And, you know, that's not just because, you know, I did that, but I just know from things, you know, just talking to other singers who have done other shows, and, you know, they treat you so well, and it really was such an amazing experience overall, and I met so many amazing people, and the integrity of the show really is, you know, legitimate as far as I know, and, you know, it really is about the voice, which is kind of a unique thing about that show, because a lot of other singing shows, it becomes about more about, you know, the person than the voice. It's not so much about singing, but the voice really is about singing, for the most part. And so I think it's a great avenue for singers who are looking into that. It definitely speeds up the process of getting yourself out there. It definitely gave me a lot of exposure that's helped me in my career today. And honestly, I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for doing The Voice. So I would definitely recommend it for anybody who wants to try it.
Oh, great. Yeah, that definitely sounds good. And so, again, as we get to the nitty-gritty, Madeline, we want to, again, reiterate that you have, your original music, you have your, covers on YouTube. And so with the covers, is there any way you just kind of listen to a modern song and then you pick them and you put your twist on it then?
Exactly. Yep. That's basically what I do. Yep. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. definitely, you know, sounds like it. And you know, so with your website, do you have any sort of mailing list or any sort of like thing that reminds people about things of you? Or
I think, I'm not sure if I have a mailing list. I may still be working on getting that. But, you know, when people subscribe to my channel, they can see when I upload a video. And I also, you know, post about new covers I put out on my social media and my website. And so people can kind of see when I post new stuff through there. So.
Okay, Madeline. And now before we go, if anybody has any more questions that I didn't ask or anyone would just like to talk to you, is there like, can people contact you and reach out to you with questions?
They can, yeah. You know, you can either tweet me at MadelinePage_ or send me a message through Facebook or a DM on Instagram. So those are kind of the places. Where you can send me questions or anything. So, yeah.
Oh, and if somebody would like you to come and perform or speak at you know, their town, then they could contact you then and let you know.
Yes. Wait. Sorry. Repeat that last part again.
Well, can if somebody's, you know, interested in, you know, a fan wants to have you perform at their, well, not necessarily their event, but, you know, located in their town, then they could let you know and you could see what you could do?
Yeah, for sure. I have, through my website, I think my email is on my website, and it's my artist email, and that's kind of where people send most of their requests. And so if you just go on my website, MadelinePage.com, it'll just be on there. And yeah, and you can request me to perform somewhere or yeah, things like that. So
okay, Madeline, thank you so much for the music and all that you do, and thanks for the motivational speaking. It sounds like, you know, you're a great person. We wish you all the very best. And is there any final...
Thanks so much.
Sure. And is there any final thoughts or anything you'd like to mention here?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but yeah, just thank you for having me, and those were all great questions, and yeah, okay. That's all I can think of.
Okay, that's fine. So thanks, Madeline. My guest has been Madeline Page, and you've been listening to the Mike Kira Radio program, What's Up America, and please catch us again next time.